If you have a pet, you've probably noticed it's taking a lot longer to see a veterinarian. Or maybe you've had a pet emergency and all the hospitals have been full. The country's vet system is under stress, a situation made worse by COVID. From Northwest News Network, Austin Jenkins has more.
Chambers Creek Veterinary Hospital, how may I help you?
At Chambers Creek Veterinary Hospital in Lakewood, Washington, they're not taking new patients.
No availability at all on new patients. I'm so sorry.
And even existing patients have a hard time getting an appointment.
We're scheduling 3 to 4 weeks out.
This is Dr. Kelly Sandmeyer. She says the few same-day appointments they have fill up almost immediately.
People are calling right as they open, and they all just go super fast.
It's not just this clinic. Across the country, the COVID-19 pandemic has brought what some call a perfect storm to veterinary medicine. Early on, procedures and surgeries were delayed because of PPE shortages, creating a backlog. Then with schools closed and kids at home, it was hard to keep staff. Meanwhile, demand for veterinary services increased during the pandemic. Now, Dr. Sandmeyer says compassion fatigue is setting in, leading to more resignations in an industry that long before COVID had workforce challenges.
I mean, it's very stressful and tiring, you know. You don't want to be able to help as many pets as you can, which is why we got into this industry, and not being able to do that is hard.
Emergency animal hospitals are also overwhelmed.
At this time, our emergency service is closed due to staffing issues.
That's the message callers to Olympia veterinary specialists are likely to get these days. Dr. Lisa Parshley is the clinic's co-founder.
It's heartbreaking. I'm here because I love animals.
Parshley says she even had to say no to a friend of hers with a sick dog. He eventually got in his car and headed for a clinic more than 100 miles away in Portland, Oregon.
And his dog died on the way to Portland. It's stories like that that will burn us out, because I can tell you I still cry and tear up over it.
It was a better ending, but no less harrowing for my friend Emily Wyan and her dog Ranger, a 3-year-old Bernese Mountain Dog, heard here eagerly greeting Emily's daughter. On a recent Sunday evening, Ranger clearly wasn't feeling well. His belly was distended and hard. Emily suspected a stomach flip, a fatal condition if untreated. When she called her local emergency vet, she was told,
"We're sorry, we can't. We are totally over capacity. There's no OR available. There's no surgeon available. There's not even a vet available to evaluate him."
They called a dozen clinics. No luck. Eventually, they reached a clinic that would see their dog. Ranger got x-rays, and the vet confirmed the diagnosis. He needed emergency surgery or he would die. But there was no surgeon available.
And so then we're just really panicking.
With time running out for Ranger, there was only one option left. Let the vet who had diagnosed him attempt the surgery, something she told Emily she'd never done on her own. Ranger made it through and is now home. Emily says they got lucky.
It never would have crossed my mind that you, in a truly, truly life or death emergent situation, we couldn't find someone.
It's not just veterinarians who are in short supply. So are the people who support them. Vet techs, as they're known, are an essential part of any practice. Without enough of them, clinics are reducing hours and even closing, putting more pressure on an already stressed system. The situation is so dire that Seattle Humane issued what its CEO calls a red alert about the veterinary staff shortage.
And right now in the industry, licensed vet techs are pretty much the unicorn.
Christopher Ross says Seattle Humane's own vet clinic is operating at less than 50% of its optimal staffing. It's a similar story, he says, around the country.
It is at an epidemic level in the United States.
But it doesn't have to be this way, says Liz Houston. She's president of a new union that's organizing veterinary professionals.
COVID has really laid bare the problem that we've been facing for a long time. And it's an easy thing, I think, to point a finger at and say, oh, it's the pandemic. And, oh, you know, everybody went out and got a pandemic puppy.
Houston calls the corporatization of veterinary medicine a key factor in the labor crisis. She says pay, benefits, and work conditions for frontline staff are not keeping up as big companies buy out independent clinics. These days, even private equity firms are getting in on the pet care business.
And now here we are in a place where people are crying, labor shortage, labor shortage.
The reality, she says, is the people who work the front desk and assist the vets are sometimes barely making ends meet, and they're leaving the profession.
They're taking advantage of our empathy and our desire to help. And they think there's an unlimited supply, and we're finally coming to realize that there is not an unlimited supply of people to do this work.
At the College of Veterinary Medicine at Washington State University, Dean Dori Borgeson says she's looking for ways to expand the pipeline of people getting into veterinary medicine. That means increasing class sizes at the vet school, but also looking at paraprofessional training and certificate programs.
The truth is, becoming a veterinarian is very expensive, and it isn't the right decision for everybody. But we want to take all of those great animal lovers and people who want to be in our profession and find a home for them.
Borgeson says the current situation with veterinary medicine is painful, but she still sees opportunities to improve the profession and access to care in the midst of what many are calling a crisis. For Here and Now, I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia, Washington.